Page 56. Main ideas.
A couple key things to think about when you're dealing with adolescents and sleep issues is that adolescents have a tendency to be a bit of night owls. They tend to like to go to bed later and sleep in later. And this is more than just a behavioral choice on their part. Their brains actually act differently. And this has been noticed not only in human adolescents, but also in animal models of adolescents. You'll see they actually like to stay up later and go to bed later. This is particularly troublesome in middle school and high school when at the same time this is happening in their brains, the school times actually start earlier. So they both like to go to bed later but then are forced to wake up earlier, and often leads to sleep deprivation. The only way that you're able to consistently reset your circadian rhythm so that you're able to go to, so that adolescents are able to go to sleep at an earlier time and wake up earlier is one, through consistency. Two, with sunlight about 20, 30 minutes first thing in the morning helps reset the circadian rhythm. And three, you can use a little bit of low-dose melatonin, which is just an over-the-counter vitamin supplement, about 6 hours prior to bedtime. Those are the only things that have been proven clinically to help people fall asleep earlier. What most studies have demonstrated is that you need to recover typically about half of the sleep that is lost. So in an adolescent who is who could otherwise sleep 2 more hours a day during the week, that'll add up over 5 days to 10 hours. So over the course of a Saturday and Sunday, if that's the time that they have in the morning to sleep in, they'll need to catch up 5 hours. I think one of the first things to recognize is that sleepiness is not laziness. I mean, there's oftentimes when we think of children or adolescents who are sleeping in class, it is not typically due to slothfulness or just laziness or disinterest. It is actually an intrinsic loss of sleep. I mean, there's perfectly good examples of kids who are lazy and won't do anything, but that is different from kids who are actually not able to maintain wakefulness. So it's not only school start times, but it's also activity start times. So it's not unusual for an adolescent who is both a swimmer as well as an orchestra to have to be at school and to start at 6 o'clock in the morning. This can be extremely devastating to one's wakefulness. Most adolescents are able to tolerate it pretty well, but for some it can be just quite devastating.